Internet access has been a persistent issue in rural parts of our region since forever. But under stay-at-home orders, the lack of access has never been more detrimental, the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
As so many telecommuters, teachers, college students, and children work and learn from home, there have been fears that the internet wouldn't be up to the task. But so far, it seems to be largely coping with the increased traffic. And that's a relief to many of us. Monica Anderson is with the nonprofit Pew Research Center.
More than 9 in 10 Americans say that a major interruption in their internet or cell phone service during the coronavirus outbreak would be a problem for them.
Anderson co-authored a survey looking at our relationship with internet access during the pandemic. There was an interesting twist. Rural Americans were less likely to rate an interruption of service as very important.
And that really harks to some of our other data before the coronavirus that shows that rural Americans are still less likely to say they have a smartphone or to have a high-speed internet connection at home.
In other words, interruption of service is important to fewer of them because many didn't have great service in the first place. She says that could also explain this survey result.
When we asked about whether or not people had used the internet to search for information about the coronavirus, about 60% of rural Americans said that they did this, so still a majority. But when you look at people who live in the suburbs or urban areas, that share is closer to 75%.
The reality is, getting high-speed internet connections continues to be a challenge for rural areas. Guy Chirp is with the internet provider Cox.
There's no question that in rural states like Idaho and Montana and Wyoming, there is a significant challenge there. And I would share that there is also a challenge in other states across the country.
His company and several others are offering reduced cost or temporarily free plans so kids can get online and do their homework during the pandemic. And they're giving advice on how to increase speeds when everyone is at home. Of course, that only works well if your area actually has the high-speed access in the first place. Chirp says high-speed broadband is available to about 85% of Americans. FCC estimates are even higher than that. But not everyone is convinced either of these figures are accurate.
In the past, internet service providers have self-reported where their internet service coverage is, and there's no way to kind of test that and go against what the FCC says is covered.
That's Deborah Hansen. She directs educational outreach programming in local communities for Washington State University. She points to faulty FCC data where she lives in Stevens County in northeastern Washington.
On the FCC map, it says that we are 100% covered by 100 megabytes up and 100 megabytes down.
In other words, they have solid high-speed internet.
And we just know that's not true.
She says new technology is on the horizon that could show what the real internet speeds are. And with that more precise information, she says communities could apply for grants to get better connections. But the COVID crisis isn't waiting for that. And it's highlighting just how challenging limited internet access can be for telecommuting or for kids who need it for schoolwork.
I have a friend whose kids have, you know, have Chromebooks from school. But they live in a kind of a dip in a valley, so they don't have internet or cell service. So they have to drive to school and download them every day.
She says community hotspots are one way to provide fast help, places where people can drive up and get Wi-Fi, like in a local parking lot. But those are temporary solutions. She says when this is all over, she hopes people will understand just how vital internet access is for education and even public health. She says, look at where we are now.
Telehealth is so important to COVID because you don't want people going into town or driving into the city and exposing them to COVID or themselves to COVID and bringing it back. It's such a transportable problem.
And she believes there's no reason we shouldn't all be pulling together to make this happen.
It seems like we need to be able to figure this out as a country.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.